going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Goo, I love you. I love you. You got a little cop to you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Russell Dorsey. He's on the call tonight for the Giants-Rangers game on Apple TV+. Going to get some Giants talk in here. They're playing.
Bochy's back. With a ring.
Yeah, of course. He's a hell of a manager.
Yeah.
You don't think he's any good?
No, I'll never forget your rant about him leaving in the first place. No shade at Melvin.
What rant?
You don't forget. You didn't remember you went on the rant when he left? It was one of your. You don't even know who you are.
A victory lap I never took.
Yeah, no doubt. Just about. It was the passion about.
Oh, hey, hold on. We got T.I. back.
Oh, God.
Hey, T.I. in Oakland. Welcome back, my man. How you doing?
T.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me back. Yeah. No, I just wanted to say, I listen to you guys every day, man. You've been solid all year. You haven't wavered. And then, Goo, I'm not coming down your road. Actually, I got a compliment for you.
Oh.
I just want the fans to calm down their fandom because, early in the year, you was pushing for Jonathan, too. But now, lately, you've come to realize that, the Warriors' success might not necessarily depend on Jonathan Kuminga.
No doubt.
And I'm a bigger Warrior fan than I am an individual player fan, so I just want the Warriors to be successful.
No doubt.
If that means Jonathan Kuminga plays, then so be it. But what I do see is him playing kind of tentative when he comes in the game. I think Draymond should have that conversation that he had with Pius, with Jonathan Kuminga. You know, the who cares if you miss? Just play free. Because that's what Jonathan Kuminga does better than anybody. He plays free. But right now he's kind of tight, and he gets in the game, and he doesn't want to make a mistake. So I just caution the Kuminga fans to kind of calm down. You know, be Warrior fans. We want to be successful. If that means Jonathan plays less, then so be it. We want a championship as an organization, not necessarily one individual player's success. But I think if he buys into what Kerr has to tell him, you know, because I'm not going against a guy who has 9 championship rings, you know,
that's fair.
5 as a player and 4 as a coach. I'm not going against that. So, obviously, he knows what he's doing. So we just need to just watch the game, cheer our team on, and hope things fall our way.
What was your prediction? I had Warriors in 5. Obviously, that's a little shaky now. How you feeling?
I had them in 6.
Okay.
I had them in 6 earlier.
Okay.
Yep, I had them in 6, so it's still possible that can happen. I'm just looking forward to this series, man. We just got to calm down the Rockets. You know, I don't see them shooting us out the gym. But at the same time, we can muck it up by, having all those turnovers, man. We need to calm those down, and I think we can be successful if we stand to 10 turnovers a game. Thank you.
Good stuff, T.I.
Can't have 11 between your two dudes. He
never wavered.
Yeah. But you did.
Cut that.
Yeah, stop. But Steiny, you did.
Debatable.
Steiny,
but
you never wavered.
It's payday Friday.
Steiny,
I don't want to stick it to you.
He never wavered.
But just give me some love, though. Give me some love.
I'm trying to Talk about myself.
Yeah. You do it well.
I'm going to put, he had to come in.
And he thought Moody wasn't a guy. That's all. I'm rubbing it in. But we fought. We went 15 rounds over Moody. Victory goes to Goo.
I'm not wrong. Yet.
I think you're surprised at the role he's carved out, though. If we were just keeping it real, not on the radio.
On this team,
yeah,
this year?
Team. Yeah.
Who the hell's going to play in front of him?
Well.
Dead serious.
But even when we were
He's made the most.
Okay, go ahead.
Of his ability.
That's a compliment.
And he's still a role player.
Will you give him athletic, though?
No.
Oh, Stoddy. He's bapping on caps. He went through a...
Okay,
dude,
it was like four or five guys.
Let's just be honest. He can get on.
He's an average NBA athlete. That's what I think about Moody.
I know you got to give me another average NBA athlete on another team that would be a comp for Moody.
Okay, let me go with my Timberwolves. No, not like that guy.
Avin, get your
Nah. Nikhil Alexander Walker.
I think he's a little better athlete, but. That's not a bad kind.
Evan, I would check that box
on the Timberwolves.
But Evan, what do you think? Moody gets up there like.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
This series is telling you how he's not that big of an athlete.
I got you.
Like, look at all the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I got you. And
it doesn't mean he's not good.
No doubt. And I guess, Nani, you might be right. I might give you the dub on average athlete. But Evan, I was never saying now Kuminga. His athleticism is equal or is the same to me as a Jalen Green. That's my fault, and maybe that's why. Like when you talk about athleticism and gifts and length, Jonathan Kuminga should be able to do what Jalen Green is doing. And I don't think I'm by myself on that.
Well,
but
from
what Evan said about me, you know, comparing Houston and their thoroughbreds to Moody, I would never do that and say it's equal. I'm just, Steiny, my boy, I'll give you average.
Okay.
I'll think of somebody else.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Russell Dorsey, a national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports, and he's on the call tonight for Apple TV+. Giants, Rangers, Bochy back in town.
Yeah. Giants will be in their orange, right?
Yep.
Friday orange. You don't care about that stuff. Threads.
Not only don't I care, I have no idea, so I don't know how to answer that question. I would think that the Giants will be...
And they're Friday
orange. What are the Giants' team colors? Orange and black?
Yeah, Halloween.
They'll be in orange, black, or white, I would think.
Well, you couldn't say that if they were wearing their Tuesday digs, the new City Connects.
Those are black, aren't they?
And a lot of other colors that are not orange.
But now you like it.
I'm warming up to it.
I got one for you. I've been sitting on this one. You see Kristaps Porzingis the other day?
Incredible.
What's incredible? Tell me.
Just his game when he's healthy.
No, but did you see he got his...
Yeah, I watched it, and I didn't like that they didn't get the blood out of his ear.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So Kristaps Porzingis takes a fall, bleeding profusely from the head.
Got an elbow.
He leaves the game. He comes back with a bandage on it, a big bandage. And goes back out and plays.
Yeah.
I thought he was soft.
You've never heard me say that.
The reputation that Porzingis has had for his entire career is he's soft. Yeah. So, do you think he's not soft?
You're trying to make me the internet.
No, I'm not telling you,
I love me some Porzingis.
I'm here to say this. So, he's played for the Knicks. He's played for the Wizards.
Mavericks.
He's played for the Mavericks.
Yep.
And he's played for the Celtics.
Yep.
Do you think the team that a guy plays on can determine a guy's toughness? In other words, would he have come back if it were the Knicks?
I can't speak to that, but I see where you're going.
I have no conclusion here.
I just
that's what I kept thinking about when I saw him playing. And to me, he has really had criticism about him being soft. And I just thought, I wonder if there's something to the Celtics culture.
And you could be onto something. And he's a champ now too.
Right. And
I'm like, man, this is what Wimby's going to be, but maybe the better if everything goes right.
Yeah. So I just was thinking about this,
but I never thought he was soft. He couldn't stay healthy.
So, Evan, do you have my cosmetic crap thing going? The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap, and nothing is more cosmetic and a piece of crap like the Clutch Player Award.
Curry won it 2 years ago.
He won it last year.
All right.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Who? Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Okay. Jalen Brunson won it.
I saw it.
What don't you like about it? They use a formula that is ridiculous. Clutch time. Game within clutch time. Give me a break. Give me a break, goo.
So you're saying, I think I know where you're going, and we love the chef. How the hell can that award go to a guy whose team did make
exactly.
the playoffs?
Exactly. And I'm not saying he's not clutch.
Right, but well.
I'm just saying this is a joke, and this is the problem with the NBA right now. This is how you lose good fans. Trying to schnooker them and tell knowledgeable fans, oh, Jalen Brunson did something this year that he, get out of here. Hit the pike.
All right, let's keep going. And I'm not, hey.
It's a joke.
You're my guy right now.
It's a joke.
Would you have had a problem if Draymond had won DPOY?
No, not really.
You wouldn't have felt bad for Mobley?
Not really. The clutch player is based on a bogus formula.
To them, it's not,
though.
Yeah, to the league, it's not.
To the players, I'm sure it's a joke.
I don't even trust the players anymore. They got Halliburton overrated. Draymond. Just hate.
No, Draymond got Hustle Player of the Year.
You guys are listening. Dude, just watch out for him tomorrow. Dude, he is not happy.
About
He'll
what?
Never, we're not winning this award. And it's almost like they played with him like, he was heavily favored.
Because he self-campaigned.
Dude, watch out, Rockets. Dude, my bad is going to be on one tomorrow night.
And here's where I will talk to my friends who are Warrior fans. We know that Draymond has had much better defensive years.
But that's not the award.
Yes, it is. It is.
My question to you was, would you have had a problem with it? You said no.
Not really. Because it's voted.
But when you say
it's
that,
voted on by media. It's like, okay, whatever. Like, there may have been media members that are like, I'm not voting for Draymond.
All politics, you're saying?
Well, it's the media.
Because I heard Dibs the other day, I'm paraphrasing. He said something I kind of alluded to, and I love me some Shea Gilgeous Alexander Stoney, but at the end of the day, he's going to get the award, but he's only going to get the award is because they're going to spread the wealth and they don't want to give it to Jokic again.
Like that I disagree with. I think Shea Gilgeous Alexander is the bona fide MVP this year.
All right, I got you.
And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports. He's an insider analyst at the MLB Network, and he's on the call tonight for the Rangers-San Francisco Giants game on Apple TV+. Russell, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem. How we doing?
All right.
We're doing great. Hey, are the Giants for real?
I would like to believe so, right? They're playing in the...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Toughest division in baseball. The Padres are one of the best teams in baseball. The Dodgers haven't played their best ball and still one of the best records in baseball. But here are the San Francisco Giants in the first year under Buster Posey, a roster full of, you know, veteran players, some young players. And here they are a month through the season playing good ball. So it's going to be tough. It'll still be an uphill battle because I still think the Padres and Dodgers have a lot more top-tier talent, but if you play good baseball, things usually go your way, and they're going the Giants' way right now.
Russell, let me ask you this. It's kind of funny, and I agree with you. Looking at this Giant team, I'm watching Logan Webb, his last start, and it's early, but he's 3-1 with the ERA of 1.98, and I thought to myself, he's pitched in the playoffs, but do you think he's getting the recognition for being the stud pitcher that he is year in and year out? How would you answer that? Do you think he's a household name?
It's a great question because I do believe, and I get why you ask, because sometimes when we talk about the best pitcher in baseball over the last couple of years, you hear names like Zach Wheeler, you hear Chris Sale, guys like that, Blake Snell, a couple Cy Young Awards in the mix, but you don't really hear about Logan Webb. And if you go and look at the numbers, and sometimes you just go on Baseball Reference and look at the numbers, he's been as consistent as we've seen. Back-to-back years of 200-plus innings. The year before that had about a 190. And I talked to him earlier this spring and did a story on him because he will become the second pitcher since 2019 to have three consecutive seasons of 200-plus innings if he gets there. And he says, look, man, like I like taking the ball every fifth day. I like throwing. And when I talk to other pitchers around the game about Logan Webb, they give him the recognition and they think he's one of the best in the game. And honestly, to these guys, that's really what matters. When your peers think you're one of the best, that means a lot to them.
Yeah, it's a good point. Russell Dorsey joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's on the call tonight on Apple TV Plus for the Giants-Rangers game. Let's assume the Giants have a little bit of staying power and they continue to play good baseball for the next couple months. What is going to be their biggest challenge, let's say, from the midway point of the season to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me when I'm looking at the Giants is, can you continue to get offensive production? And so far this year, you know, Matt Chapman's really starting to heat it up. Younghoe Lee has been one of the bright stories in baseball here to start the season. And I expect that Willy Adames will start to really heat it up. And you look at his numbers over the years, he's been one of the most consistent players in terms of the power and run production in baseball. But that would probably be it for me, because when I look at the top tier teams in the National League right now, they are teams that can score a lot of runs. Teams like the Dodgers, teams like the Padres, the Chicago Cubs, best offense in baseball right now. The Phillies, when they heat it up, they're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. The New York Mets are showing that, hey, we have really good pitching, and we just signed a guy to a $765 million contract to be our offense. And so there are a lot of teams out there in the National League especially that know how to score runs. You're going to have to be – we know the Giants are going to be able to pitch. Can you score enough runs on a nightly basis to keep up with some of those other teams in the National League? That would be the thing I'd watch.
Yeah, Russell, you mentioned Junghoo Lee's become one of my favorites, but I want to ask you about their all-star left fielder last year who just jumped on the scene and shocked everybody. Off to a bit of a slow start with 3 homers, 10 RBIs, batting .226. Talk to me about what you see when you watch Ramos at the plate and in the field.
Elliot Ramos was one of those breakout stars last year, right? And you saw a guy when you're hitting with confidence, you're going to have those breakouts. And Elly Ramos for a long time was one of those top tier, and you guys know, he was one of the top prospects in all of baseball for a long time, finally got his opportunity and really showed what he could do, all the talent and potential that he has. When you have one of those years and you go from being a guy that people don't really know and don't really talk about, there's not much of a scouting report on you. The guys that are pitching in Major League Baseball are the best pitchers in the world, right? And there's a lot of scouting reports out there. And so once you have that first year of big-time success like Elliott had, there's going to be an adjustment period. And I think the thing for young players in the big leagues, not just rookies, but second- and third-year players, when you have one good year, that's cool. But what makes players great over time is that there's consistency. When we talk about Logan Webb, what do we talk about? The consistency. So I still believe in Elly Ramos and his talents. I know the Giants do as well, and he's uber talented. There's nothing offensively that he can't do. And it's still early. That's the thing. Like, even though we're talking about, you know, some hot starts and guys not playing well, it's April. If we're looking up on, you know, in Memorial Day, which is usually the time that teams look around and say, what are we as a team? And Elly Ramos is still struggling, then we can have another conversation. But I'm not worried just yet.
Russell Dorsey joining us on 95.7 The Game, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports. He's an insider analyst for the MLB Network, and he's on the call tonight on Apple TV Plus, Giants against the Rangers. Buster Posey obviously is in his first year, taking over for Farhan Zaidi. And what I want to ask you, Russell, is have you seen anything on the field or off that makes you say Posey's making an impact?
I look at the type of players they brought in this offseason, and that tells me, you know, what the DNA that Buster Posey wants on this roster. Like, when you go out and you get a guy like Willie Adames, who I talked to a lot of, you know, executives around baseball during the offseason, they believe he was there were some that believe he was the second best position player free agent behind Juan Soto. And it wasn't just for what he could do offensively, but the type of person you bring in the room, right? A guy that, you know, raises all boats with his presence, his personality. He's one of those guys that you just call a winner, right? Jack Churio, the star left fielder for the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, when he came to the big leagues last year, they put him right next to Willie Adames because they knew that Willie Adames was the type of guy that can help show him how to be a big leaguer. And for a guy that was the top prospect in baseball, got a big time extension before his first game, Jackson Churio said Willie Adames was the guy that helped him really feel comfortable in the big leagues. That's why you bring in a Willie Adames, and that's the type of people that Buster Posey wants on this roster.
Russell, let me ask you about what's going on in the Lone Star State with the Rangers and their former skipper, who I love, Bruce Bochy. You know, last year, after winning the World Series, they were six games under. Now they're tied for first. It's early in the AL West, but who are the Rangers, the 2025 Texas Rangers? Are they legit?
I think they're still trying to figure out what they are. They have not been swinging the bats well, and that's odd considering that they have names like, you know, Wyatt Langford and Corey Seager and Marcus Semien and Josh Young, and you bring in Jake Berger and Jock Peterson, who has had a tough start to the season, and you say, are the Rangers a team that thought their offense was going to be their strength and now it's their weakness? I still think when we get to the end of the season, the Rangers are going to be right there in the AL West. Even with their struggles offensively, they've been able to win ball games. So I'm not concerned about the Texas Rangers. They have too much postseason and championship pedigree. It's only been a couple of years since they won the World Series in 2023. So that's another team I look at and I say that the pedigree is there. And for a team that has that many veterans that have been through a slow start to the season, I can't be worried because they've been there before.
Russell, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate
it. Thanks a lot,
man. We'll be listening and watching tonight on Apple TV Plus, and enjoy San Francisco.
Appreciate you guys. Talk soon.
Russell, as quick as you can, I got to do this. This is hashtag random. How damn good is Aaron Judge, man?
Oh, he's really damn good. That's the best hitter in baseball, and I don't think it's close now.
I had to get that off. That's incredible.
Appreciate you, Russell. Sorry to get you out on such a hard ball, but you handled it well. Thank you. Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider at Yahoo Sports and insider analyst at MLB Network. And he's on the call tonight, Apple TV Plus, Giants Rangers.
I got that's pretty good. Evan came in during the break talking about Judge. So, I mean, Stein, he's incredible. But the Giants are off to a great start. We'll see where it goes. Somebody saying you're in a good mood and witty, but I want your honest answer to this question, Stani. I wonder where Stani comes down on the Giants' impact in the Bay right now with the Niners stock down and the Warriors relevant.
They're third. The Giants are third.
But if they keep this up,
they'll be third.
Nah. I think we did this exercise before.
The Giants need more than one good year. Nah. To climb up.
So you're
out
giving
of third.
Them, you're saying this can be a good one still.
I get the Niners went 6-11. Yeah. And if you're asking state of a franchise, that's a different story. But in terms of king, who's king? Niners are king.
Yeah.
And I think the Warriors right now, there's more interest in the Warriors than the Giants. I think the Giants can get it back.
Oh, no doubt.
But as we know in this town, they gotta win.
Does that make Mikal Williams the prince?
Man.
If the Niners are king.
And you're saying, that's a 4F. You get it?
Yeah, I do.
But you're saying they're king because I think the Warriors are when you talk about success because the Niners Kyle have not stamped, you know, got a ring. You call it king, I think you're going more football.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I am.
Because the Warriors are king if it's about winning.
Thanks for that. You're on a roll.
No, you're good.
Asking our guest, is Aaron Judge good? And then, hey, Steiny, the Warriors have had more success than the Niners in the last decade. Boy, this guy's on it today.
Not to you. You called them king.
The 49ers are always going to be king in the Bay.
But it's not to me. Not to me.
Well, you don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's nobody on the Niners that can hold a candle right now to Steph Curry.
Right, but the
The sport. That's another story.
When every team's good, what happens? It's Niners country.
They're 6-11.
Exactly. But that's, hey, guys, what time is it? We're almost out of here. What's coming up next?
Oh, man.
On the game. Somebody help me. Help me agree. Just help me tell Guru. It's all about the Niners.
Just help them.
All right. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
49ers. They're in a shambles.
If I were Camuti.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Turn it on, Steiny. Boss stuck it to you a little bit, didn't he?
Well, it starts with you.
I'm not
pinata of the station, and all I do is just smile as you guys crack on me left and right. It was purely out of context. It wasn't a question. I just wanted to ask our guy, are you enjoying what we're seeing, this Herculean of a man?
That's not how you ask the question. 888-957-9570 is the number. The question is Aaron Judge good? Is Aaron Judge any good?
Evan, help your boy. Because you started it.
Yeah, how about this? By the way, he is good.
Yeah.
Om Young Masuk of ESPN covers the Warriors. Right now, Steve Kerr says that, quote, he is relatively optimistic about Jimmy Butler playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance he plays. That's from Kerr.
That's good news.
No doubt. And we're, well,
not for Kuminga, but right. That's
but
good news for
the guy
Warriors.
That is Jimmy Butler, Stani, again, when I hear that, I think he's playing.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Me too. I don't think you say, Evan, what do you think?
I think it means he's going to go through his pregame warm-up and it's going to be a game-time decision, but I also think it means that if he does play, he will not be 100%.
It sure feels like that.
And there you are, man. But you'll take Jimmy at 84%, right?
Well, if Kuminga's the backup.
Well, what if Jimmy only shoots it seven times?
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I'm messing
we up. Hadn't seen that Jimmy in forever, to Evan's point. What if he shoots
seven? The seven
that's
shot
over.
Jimmy?
That thing is long gone.
I mean,
don't have a strong opinion.
No, that's a tough injury.
Oh, my gosh. Curry and Kuminga went through it. Kuminga missed one game, came back. Curry missed a week.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, by the way, you want me to break some news? I can break some news right now.
Yeah.
Bob Meyer's not going to Phoenix.
I'll text him.
Well, I don't have to text him. He's not going to Phoenix.
Well, I'll text him after he called me.
I don't have to text him.
Well, he called me. I missed his call.
He's not going to Phoenix.
All right.
They don't have enough money in Phoenix.
I made it up.
How do I know?
You don't know, Evan. I did.
Want a bet?
You don't know.
Want a bet?
No.
I'll give you 100-1 odds.
No, he's probably going to L.A. or New York.
Well, they're not open.
Two more shows with Kendrick Perkins, he might go to Phoenix.
No, and Stephen A. Oh, man, Bob is awesome.
He's actually done a really nice job on, he's on the Denver-L.A. series as the color analyst.
You know, Guru brought something up the other day that I completely agree with, and I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it.
It is.
Jay Billis on the NBA.
Dude.
I'm kind of with you, Goo.
But he's not bad.
Yeah, of course he's not.
Yeah, I like him.
He's really good at what he does. I just...
Like, sit this one out, Jay.
Exactly. You know what that is, right?
Give it to me.
I mean, they gotta give him something to do. Like, there's so much penny pinching that's gone on at ESPN that...
And in the world.
They're like, oh yeah, in general. Yeah. But it's like, JJ... Yeah, you're done with college? Right. All right, how about you do a couple playoff series for us?
Dude, they work Stephen A. like a slave too, man. Do the podcast. Do this. Can he sleep?
My impression is he wants it like that. Like, he's one of these guys who... No,
you think?
I think Stephen A., one thing I'll give him, his work ethic is unreal.
Oh, yeah, I'll never question that.
I mean, he is...
You better be careful.
He's the kind of guy who something happens and he'll say, I'm coming in. I'm the kind of guy that if something happens, I won't answer the phone the first time. And then the second time I'll be like, I promised my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least you're being honest.
I am being honest. I told you the story,
but you're the guy not to call when I get a flat tire and need a ride at 12 at night.
No, that's
Evan
different.
Will pick up.
No. That's different. That's an emergency. I would help you. I'm talking about something like the following.
Yeah.
I've told you this story. I was working for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area.
I remember.
That was NBC Sports Bay Area before. And, you know, the internet was just starting to evolve. And
AOL.
I felt like I was being overworked. And, you know, I had to be on TV.
Whoop.
And I had to write.
Whoop.
And the days were really long. And, it was one of those, you're at home and you get a call. Yeah, it's just calls and texts and calls and texts. And I'm just, you know, really, this one day, I'm just like, oh, man, don't do anything. And the phone rings.
Who is it?
It's work. And the boss goes, hey, I was wondering if you could write a story on something. And I said...
I know where you're going. I ain't going to say it.
I said, what's the story? And they said,
I remember.
A panda has just been birthed at the Oakland Zoo. And it's from Australia, so they named it Bogut. So we were wondering if you could bang out several graphs on that. Night, night.
What you mean? They paid you. Or you thought you were better than the assignment?
You know what, Goo? I'm not afraid to say that.
All right.
Yes.
Wow. Did you do it?
No.
What happened after?
I wasn't there very much long after that.
Right.
But things were coming to a head anyway.
Okay, I got you.
I can't believe you don't think the Niners are the big boys of the Bay, all things being equal. What about all things being equal?
It's not that I don't. It's basketball. Football is king right now. It's Elvis. I get that. So in any market, I feel like football is always going to win out. If all three teams or however many teams you got are, you know what I mean?
I feel like
Dub Nation here
it's
in the
not
Bay
true in LA.
Being, and I know, you know, the A's are gone
not
and the Raiders are gone, but I just
shot holes in your argument.
What you mean?
The Rams are not number one in LA.
Well.
The Lakers and the Dodgers are. I'd even say that what's the terrible team? The Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals.
But we're talking about
more of a Suns city.
And again, this is nothing about the. I'm not going to put the Niners before a team that's won and they're still in that
all
era.
All things being equal,
you said that. But that's kind of unfair too because they're not equal right now.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
I would still argue that in the last couple years, especially the last couple years, 23 and 24. I think, listen, I'm basing it on how long I've been here, 90s, 35 years of anecdotal stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I just think when the Niners got it rolling, this is a Niner town. Not that they don't get it.
And I'm not, again, I'm born and raised here. I'm not mad at you. But what if I did this? Because I'm not trying to take you, you know, one step to beat your argument. The greatest season by any sports team was since you've been here.
The San Francisco 49ers when they went 15-1 and won the Super Bowl?
Or we believe?
I thought you were going to go to the 73-9.
It was right behind it.
They didn't win a tie?
Yeah, I know. So, either did we believe. But you know what I'm...
No, I got you. I got you. No.
What's the most popular sport right now, would you say?
Football.
Okay.
It's always going to be football. No. I was thinking like...
And when the Raiders were here, Snani, it was equal to me. It was diehard Raiders. You were in the black hole. What you saying? They weren't good. They had their run with Gannon, but let's keep it real.
When the Oakland Raiders came back, they were not on a par with the Niners. They were kind of
They had lost something.
They were kind of like the A's to the Giants. But my question is this. What's been the most electric time period sports-wise in the Bay the last 30 years, like where it's just electric?
I'm going 2010, the Giants first one, to 15, because in that you got the Warriors' first title, and then you also picked up the Niners going to the NFC Championship under Harbaugh. And so you asked me a question, I gave it to you.
If I had to say, We Believe is up there. We Believe is definitely up
there.
But
where were the Niners at during We Believe in the
You're lumping all the sports together, and you can do that. I feel like when the Giants started, when they won their first title in 2010.
It was a party.
It was unbelievable.
2012, they do it again.
Exactly.
2014.
I mean, if you were single, you would go to the ballpark to meet other single people. It was a party. It was a social activity.
Mm.
The bars around the stadium were crowded. The Fairweather fans were involved. The hardcore fans were involved. D. Lou saying Niners first Super Bowl. I can't speak to that one because that was I got here in 90. But I think We Believe's up there for sure. In terms of electricity, and I get it, Goo, and I'm going to ask for your help here.
All right.
And I get it. We Believe went one round, and the Warriors have won four titles. But do you know, I'm using the word electric.
Yeah.
Was any Warrior title more electric?
We were in Chili's in Union City as if we were at the game. Warriors, first quarter, yes. Like, I had chills.
Yeah, I will say this.
And Durant is like, and I love KD. Wake me up. We were too afraid.
Well,
hey, wake me up. I'll be up by 20.
Well, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, Durant. Just keeping it real.
I actually think 2016 would have been the year, but they lost in the finals. I think everybody was so locked into that season and that
damn
team.
It.
That if they'd won the championship, that would have been crowning jewel.
My gosh.
I actually think... if you put a 2 or 3 year period together, they won the title, they lost in the finals, they got Durant. Like, that was the time, I believe, where bars were charging cover prices just to go in and watch the game.
Yeah.
I remember, I was talking to somebody at they were putting TVs in places, in restaurant, like takeout joints that normally wouldn't have a TV. It was
something I'll never forget, man. Evan, how old were you during We Believe?
I was.
I'm random.
Oh, boy.
I was.
Double digits?
Carry the one. 13. 13 years old.
So you remember.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, it was electric. I was in middle school.
Dude.
Everybody was on the Warriors.
Give me something you remember about it as a toddler.
Well, obviously, all that anybody could talk about in the playoffs was Baron's dunk. I mean, that was the coolest thing that happened.
Ever.
But honestly, I think I remember my favorite moment also involved Baron Davis, but his like half court buzzer beater against the Mavericks where he kind of hit it off balance, just some ridiculous shot. Like, I was a kid and I'd never seen a play like that before in my life. And it was the first time that I'd really, that season, like, gotten into the Warriors.
Man.
It was unbelievable. That shot was crazy.
Yeah.
And they had the Thunder uniforms, Donnie, with Thunder on the man.
I mean, I've never seen anything more organic than We Believe.
Well,
it came out of nowhere.
Well, you and Evan show, what day did I miss? Tuesday. Looked like the Kings used that mantra, though. We Believe.
that's true.
That I went and looked that up. That's incredible. Nobody talks about it.
But nobody, like,
I hear you.
You know,
the
it's
Kings
been repurposed.
Used it. Eddie House and Bobby Jackson were on the Kings. They made the playoffs and went and lost to the Supersonics. But their mantra was We Believe.
How sad is that? Sacramento used the mantra. The Warriors used it 2 years later, and nobody even knew that the Kings
like,
had used
King
it 2 years.
Like, no King fans are mad.
I shouldn't take shots at Sac. I like Sac.
Well, they're in transition.
What sport?
Hoop. Yeah. They changed general managers. Like,
who do you think they're going to hire?
Christie's probably going to get it.
Myers?
No chance.
You think Christie?
Oh, my God. You're going to – they hired a new GM.
No, I got you.
The GM's not going to keep Doug Christie.
Well, I was listening to our guy Whitey and who's our guy? They calls
Draper?
And Draper. My guy Kyle. I'm getting old. And Kyle was having fun saying he had some sources, Donnie, that Zach LaVine went to management and said, I want to keep Doug. And then the people were calling it like, that's the death nail. Like,
insert one-liner here.
I said, I don't know if that's the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm rooting for Doug, but, man, they flamed out, man.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, you got to get rid of Doug.
Why did you trade Fox, though, when you didn't have to?
You did have to.
Well, did you really get something in LaVine in that contract that you're
you can't.
It's an albatross now. Like,
your best player goes, hey, I ain't re-signing here under any circumstances. What are you going to do?
Play it out and see you later.
You can't. Oh, but you're going to have a successful year this year?
Well, I guess what I'm saying to you right now is how excited are you about what you got in that? That's what I'm now. That's a problem.
But they got dealt a bad hand.
Just by him wanting to leave.
Yes. And you're like, oh, play it out. That's great. Everybody on the team knows Fox doesn't want to be there, but let's go get a playoff berth.
What world do we live in where Mike Brown a couple years ago gets coach of the year? I'm just saying, he's gone. McNair gets GM of the year. He's gone. It's Evan. Like, stuff just changes.
Those awards are a joke. I told you that.
Well,
three of the last five championship coaches were voted the worst coaches
exactly.
in the league by the players.
What?
Exactly.
Nobody's safe, bruh. That's what I'm saying, Stoney. You and me.
And Aaron Judge.
I know I'm not.
And Aaron Judge is good.
I did.
Let's go. Hey, we got a call. David and Fremont. What's up, David? He's got an – what's up, Dave?
Guru.
Hey.
Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
I like that. I like that.
Real quick, you guys are talking about when was a electrifying time in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was 2016. You still had that whole, like, what is it, Giants even year thing? Right?
Yeah, they made the playoffs. Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah.
The Warriors' first title was 17, right? Was it 16, 17, or 17, 18?
Their first one was 14, but that was the first year with Durant, 2016.
That's right. Yes. 2016, though, they were still, you know, being the Warriors, right? And then, was it 49ers? Was that one of their last years or towards the end of the Harbaugh era, but they were still pretty decent? Forgive me, I don't really remember the Raiders. But also remember, the Sharks were in the Stanley Cup for the first time in 2016.
You had the whole Bay Area. That's a great call.
Crazy over sports.
That is a great call. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. I want to say that might have been when the Niners had Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, though. I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But if Lynch and Shanahan came at 17, oh boy.
925, Stani asked Goo, who are four NBA players who recorded quadruple doubles? I know three.
Okay.
Alvin Robertson.
Okay.
David Robinson. Hakeem.
Okay.
And I can't think of
one. Well, I know the fourth, actually.
Oh, who's the four?
Nate Thurman.
Wow. I forgot.
Pretty sure. Let me double check
if I got my
three. Well, it's going to be hard.
Were my three right? Yeah. Hakeem, Alvin Robertson, and David Robinson.
Who set the record for most turnovers in an NBA game?
You guys are correct, by the way.
Cool. Oh. Way to go, Goo.
No, but I didn't get the fourth.
We got it.
All right. Evan, most turnovers ever in an NBA game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm sure it's not him, but I'll take the low-hanging fruit, James Harden.
I'm going Nick Van Exel. Why would I go to Nick at night?
I should have clarified. This might be dated, but Jason Kidd had 13 turnovers in a game,
I believe.
14.
Come on, Jay!
Jason Kidd had 14 turnovers in a game. Yeah, go ahead.
There's another one, too. It's funny because it was against the Nets. John Drew.
Oh, we're going back a little bit.
That Atlanta Hawk?
1978?
78.
What team, Kenny?
Hold on.
John Drew. I said Hawks.
Hawk. Oh, yeah. It's a Hawks.
Yeah.
Not to get
Jock Birdie back.
Larry Drew.
Who's got the playoff record?
Oh, I know.
Curry.
You Evan hit it already. Harden.
Count the bucket.
I want to say the Spurs.
Was it against the Warriors?
How about this one?
What?
1984.
Is that when you were on the Berksall County team?
That was 81.
I tweeted that picture out of you and All-Star in high school.
Celtics-Lakers finals went seven games.
All right.
Magic Johnson had 35 turnovers.
They were calling him Tragic Johnson. Evan, that's how bad he got.
Minus five a game.
Tragic.
I met the criteria.
I tell you what.
I didn't like him coming in.
I am Team Isaiah. I just am.
If you're getting there early, what if you got here before any...
What do you mean?
LeBron is getting, he's dedicated, so he's doing, you can't be mad at LeBron because we're filming everything.
I said Isaiah. I'm Team Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you, against LeBron.
Against everybody.
Oh.
And you know what? I agree with him.
You only do that because Jordan, he hates Jordan.
That's one of the reasons.
But they say Magic is the real reason he got kept off.
But you know what the real reason I'm Team Isaiah?
What?
Because I saw him play. And he was unbelievable.
Okay.
And you know what? And that gets back to my point from the other day about being a fan.
Something.
I was a Celtics fan, but I was able to say, this guy is unbelievable.
And why don't you do that for Jordan?
Because he's not in this one.
No.
I'm saying is, I never was like, oh, Isaiah stinks.
Oh,
how come? Well, he's on
the
Pistons.
No, but that's Reggie Miller was just on your favorite podcast real quick, All the Smoke, and Matt Barnes, and said every player he's went up against had a tail. A tale in regard that he can find something in their game that would be a giveaway. He said Michael Jordan, he just didn't have one.
He had a tale?
A tale, like something you would, a glit something. A tale.
Oh, this is like hill and heel.
Yeah, well, here we go.
And now I can go there because of the caller. I'm not the first guy to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, did the players also wag?
But Reggie said Jordan didn't have that, Steiny.
Yes.
That's how good he was, man.
Yeah, he's so good. He didn't win a playoff series for 7 years.
How many rings?
I don't care.
How many NBA finals?
He went half.
Never win game seven.
Half.
You're done.
That's right.
Court adjourned.
Because he didn't play against anybody.
Barkley?
Because he got, that's right. He got to miss Bird.
Paul Malone?
He got to miss Magic. He missed Kareem. He
Ewing?
The big boys.
Sonny, stop. You don't believe that.
I believe it with my heart and soul.
Never went to a game seven.
Why would you?
In the finals.
You're playing the Sonics. You're playing that they got to play like six different opponents.
Oh, Gary Payton's not a Hall of Famer?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Sean Kemp, George Karl?
That team wasn't going anywhere.
Detlef.
Yeah. Dude, Michael was
He was what?
His shoes are still number one.
You know what? You're right. He's the greatest player we've ever seen because
he's a cultural icon.
He's got a shoe line.
Oh, dude, you're great.
Hey, you got a shoe line? You get every break in the
Reggie
book.
Reggie said the man didn't have any giveaways.
You know what? What does he know? That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
Traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at SFO. With the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, and tasty food, why settle for less? Start your trip like a true Bay Area champ. Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Hey, it's Willard for Underdog Fantasy, and Underdog just became one of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their Extender promo. With the Extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. Start a playoff series by using your game one boost and continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost. You see how that works. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. You should be next. All you got to do is download the Underdog app. Choose whether your favorite player is going to go higher or lower on one of their stats like points, assists, so much more. I've been using Draymond Green a lot. That's been a winner for me. Maybe you can jump in and do this too if you get your picks correct. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with the promo code MyLastNameWillard to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. The promo code is Willard. Must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Did you hear the new Mega Millions jackpots are going to be higher than ever?
How high?
Like really high.
As high as the top of this helipad?
Higher!
This hot air balloon is high enough, right?
Higher!
Higher than this 14,000-foot mountain?
Still higher.
Okay, we're in space. How much higher can the Mega Millions jackpot get?
There's really no telling.
The bigger, better, new Mega Millions.
Millions!
From the California Lottery. Play today. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
I can't believe you scored tickets para Nati Natasha.
After saving so much at T-Mobile, I thought, ¿por qué no darnos un gusto?
There she is.
Nati! Can we get a picture?
Claro que sí.
Wow, that's a nice picture.
The S25 takes awesome selfies.
Tag me and I'll follow you.
Get a new Samsung Galaxy S25 phone with Galaxy AI at T-Mobile and four lines for $25 a line.
With autopay discount plus taxes and fees, minimum four lines on plan. Contact us at canceling lines plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See details at T-Mobile.com.
A lot of Bay Area banking customers.